Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We've got Kevin Annette back. And this evening, we are going to be talking about a new subject. Obviously, it's going to tie into our other subjects. But the main subject is what's under the White House, what's going on there. We've also got news on the Ninth Circle arrests. So, Kevin, where would you like to start, please?
With that. What happened on Halloween? And so do you want to just jump right in?
Yes, please. What happened on Halloween?
Well, as you know, we sent out teams to places that we've known in the past or where these Night Circle cults operate. Also, with all that evidence that's come out of the court case from our sources and Interpol and that, two of the ceremonies were actually shut down. One was in Vancouver. One was in the south part of Belgium. Now, what's interesting, and I'm going to dwell on this a little bit, it's right along the same latitude, just like Beijing and Washington, D.C. are. We refer to this as kind of the Ninth Circle latitude, and it takes in three places in Canada, in England, and right across Europe. It's literally within half a degree of each other, all along the same energy latitude. The Vancouver Club in Vancouver, where traditionally these things have happened, and the place in the south of Brussels, in the forest, it's called Couvain, the Couvain Forest. If you remember, that's where there's a picture of Toast Niehaus standing and pointing into a field where children were incinerated as part of these ceremonies. It's the same forest. And let me talk about Canada first, because it's really interesting. We accessed this, the basement of the Vancouver Club, through the tunnel system coming in off the harbor. And the people who were doing the ceremony did not expect this, which I find kind of stupid on their part, because we've been broadcasting this for quite some time. The fact that it happened on Samhain, the Celtic New Year, but also a satanic high point, it was significant because it's one of the two largest covens in the year. The ceremony was stopped not only because of something that is a great weapon. This was, I don't know if you can see it, it's the original. No, you probably can, it's too white. This was the right of entry form that Chief Capilano, who traditionally owned all of Vancouver, he was a traditional Squamish chief. He filed this in the Supreme Court of British Columbia when we started doing our church occupations. 2008. It gives me the legal right of entry into any building in Vancouver. Now, what was interesting, when they used these documents, the RCMP showed up. They did kind of a perfunctory attempt to stop us. They saw the document, they left. You know, this document is very powerful because it's a law. It was filed in the BC Supreme Court, and the team there was able to shut it down completely. They detained some of the people took off. Three of the people who were involved in the ceremony were detained, handed over to the police, and all of it photographed, all of it documented. Now, what's really interesting about that is that we found material there. And one of the reasons we're able to get in there is because there are these Chinese police stations that are opening up all over the world. We figure in 34 countries, China, including England, China has actual extraterritorial police stations that they operate out of. We have sources in the one in Vancouver, and they tipped us off not only that the event would be happening there under the Vancouver Club, but the links the Chinese military had to this place. And when we were down in these tunnels, and I've been down there a couple of times, it's right beneath the Marine Building, one of the oldest downtown buildings in Vancouver. There's an extensive tunnel network that runs all along what's called Burrard Street, where the three major churches are. Whenever we used to do protests and occupations of those churches, the cops would be on us, right? Boom, just watching everything we're doing. Because this traditionally is where children are all trafficked. I remember as a street minister in Vancouver many years ago, I'd be talking to guys, you know, on the street line outside the Vancouver Club. They said, yeah, we hear all these weird noises coming from under the sidewalk, like drumming and chanting and all this stuff. So, you know, it's been a hotspot. And I find, you know, people almost have a death wish, you know, who are involved in these activities. Some part of them doesn't want to continue in this. And so they open themselves up to these attacks. So that one was shut down. There were children that were, I was not at that. I'm in another location. But based on what I've seen, they were able to free children. The dilemma, of course, is what do you do with those children? You can't turn them over to the regular family protection system because that's the place that traffics the children. So fortunately, we have families that are able to take some of these children in, also debrief them as to what happened and where they're from. They were Asian, which was significant because the Chinese operated a huge child trafficking network right through Vancouver. And so anyway, that was a success. In Brussels, it was also interesting. It was in not one of the, yeah, but there's like 1,500 castles all through Belgium and the Netherlands, which traditionally where these places, things take place. It was in a very humble cottage, but underneath it was the typical kind of crypt and been used for a long time. That too was shut down. Now, I want to say another part of how these things were shut down. It wasn't just through physical intervention. We've had teams of whatever you want to call them, psychic warriors, shaman among indigenous people, also druidic people in the druidic tradition, like my family. And they were doing, and I don't have the word in Gaelic for it, I'm still learning the language, but the druids would do a thing called shadow inversion, where they would, as the other side does with the light, they would invert the darkness and nullify it. And literally what happens, you turn the evil back on itself. People sometimes do this in visualization things where you imagine yourself, and I often do this, imagine a mirror around me kind of deflecting away any bad stuff sent your way. Well, they do that, but on a bigger scale. They literally turn the darkness and horrible things these people are doing back on themselves. So in some of these cases, people run off and kill themselves, the participants, or they just collapse mentally. They're getting killed by their own bad medicine, put it that way. So that aspect, you know, I want to hold those two worlds together because it's a fight in both worlds. And I've had direct experience of that. You know, the best example is when in Rome, when I did the exorcism and the tornado hits the next morning. And my ancestry on my mother's side is through the last of the Druidic High Kings of Ulster, the O'Neills, who for 1500 or more years were druids who did shapeshifting, control the weather. And, you know, I began to learn that way that without even planning it, that, you know, your own bloodline acts through you when you're in the right place. And so there's all that ancestral help we're having as well. So that was really exciting to experience. Mm-hmm. And what was also significant is the day before, this all happened on Halloween, on Samhain. And the day before that in Vancouver, for the first time in its history, CTV, which is a major TV network, reports a breaking news report on child trafficking. But then it's a very mild, milquetoast kind of report, never names names, never talks about the real things going on. So it was another media distraction. Just before we take action, they do a big fog and distraction over here saying, no, look, we're addressing child trafficking. What they didn't mention was, and one of the sources who brought us to the Vancouver Club, a woman who used to work, she was a exotic dancer in downtown Vancouver. The Vancouver police started trafficking her. And she discovered, they said to her, you can avoid a jail term if you go work, call this number. She calls the number. It's a United Church of Canada official who coordinates all of the children's camps all up and down the coast. She was hired by them to recruit children to come into a place called Camp Furcombe on Gambier Island. A hotspot, a lot of satanic rituals reported there. These children are being trafficked right through the United Church system. You know, my ex-church, right? And don't forget, one of the two guys in the court case recently who reached out and tried to make a deal was the United Church of Canada former moderator, Gary Patterson, who pastored one of those churches right along Broad Street above the, he's a member of the 12 Mile Club. And it's all part of the network. So it's like the system puts out the fog so that no one's really looking at what we're exposing. They're looking at the false narrative as usual, which attempt, you know, pretends to address the issue, but never does, never names names or any of the stuff that we've, you know, garnered from eyewitnesses and physical evidence. And I'm going to lead into part two now, that all of that was in Vancouver, was partly because of the support we had from these sources within the, these Chinese security forces, because don't forget, no power block is solitary. There's all sorts of factions, and there's an element in the Chinese community in Vancouver that do not like Beijing's takeover, and they're helping us undermine it. And as part of that, they pointed to the second piece I'm going to talk about, which is what's going on in DC, and it's linked to Beijing. Now, I want to throw a few interesting facts at you. Do you remember, so what's happening for folks who haven't followed the news is the Trump administration is pulling down the whole East Wing, okay? And they're building what they call a ballroom, right? Now, the East Wing is right above the Presidential Emergency Command Center, and yet they're gutting it all. So why are they gutting the most important place in the White House, just digging it all up? Whenever Trump talks about it, he keeps using the expression, it has a capacity for 999 people. He doesn't say 1,000. He doesn't say 9,900. He says 999. Now, that's a very significant number, not only because of the inversion of 666, but in China, it's also very important. When you look it up, the number nine, ninth circle, it's a power number. It's, and remember those 10 children who were trafficked and done away with by Elizabeth and Philip and Charles that William Coombs reported seeing? 10 is a completion number, but just before that, it's a number that has to do with empowering movements into a new era. And it has a, both a light and dark quality. So it's about transformation and creating a new longevity, like a new regime taking over. But in order to do that, there has to be a big act of violence. There has to be a crushing of the old order. And, you know, we're witnessing that all over the world, but it's also a blood ritual. And so they're always going on about this 999. If you look at where Beijing and DC are, they're within half a degree of latitude of one another. DC is at 39.9 degrees north. Beijing is 39.5 degrees north. Plus, they're exactly 12 hours apart along longitudinal. You can take a line, you could somehow cut a tunnel right through Mother Earth. You'd come out in Beijing and DC. Not only same latitude, but exactly the other sides of the globe. So it's almost like there's this bipolar energy matrix being set up. And that's really significant. Nine in China is called the emperor's number. In the Forbidden City, where the Chinese Communist Party and state had their headquarters, there were 9,999 rooms, apparently, in the Forbidden City. This number nine, ninth circle and everything, keeps coming up all the time. So it's like this new bipolarity being created. Also, there you go. I want to show you some of these images now. One of them, it's a schematic layout of this new creation in the White House, right? And it's literally the same shape as what's called the Zhongnanhai, which is the White House, the equivalent of the White House in Beijing. It's where the party and state have their headquarters. And if you look at it, you'll see it's the same shape, roughly the same size. And it's like two imperial palaces, really one, okay? And I don't know. Can you pull that one up?
So this is the first image I've got.
Okay, here's the White House. They're pulling down the East Wing, and look what they're replacing it with. It's even bigger than the whole White House. And that's really significant because here's another really good piece of evidence we've come up with. The people building, or the company building this new addition to the White House, it's called Clark Construction. It's going to cost $300 million, and it's for a ballroom. So-called, and it's 2.5 acres. It's huge. And there's a source connected to Clark Construction, who's commented on this. Here's a quote from the source. There's lots of electronic hardware scheduled for insertion in the basement complex being built beneath this hall. It'll be like a second Pentagon. Okay, those are his words. And schematics, and apparently he did a rough kind of sketch of this based on memory. The schematics showed there's going to be at least three subterranean levels to this thing. And so it's going to be much larger than the 90,000 square feet, 2 acres of that hall. What's significant about that, too, is that Washington, D.C. is built on very porous rock. There's lots of caves under the White House. Lots of these things which traditionally have provided a sanctuary for Ninth Circle ceremonies, medical experimentation, you know, military programs. All of that tends to happen in caves or in facilities under government or military or church structures. So all of that is pointing to something that, you know, is not, we can't ignore, because it has to do with this kind of new alignment happening. And let me just take a break right there. And if you have any questions or other people, we can also look at some of these other images too, which I think are.
Yeah, you take a break, Kevin. While Kevin's taking a break, we've got 1,500 people watching live right now. So all of Kevin's links, website, his book links are all in the description box below this video. If you're watching on YouTube, please support his important work. While we are live with Kevin, we've got about another 45 minutes. So you've got a unique opportunity. If you have questions for Kevin, to put them in the live chat right now. I'm gathering them all as he speaks. And when he finishes going over the subjects at hand, we will start to put the questions to him. But please keep the questions on point. Don't go too esoteric, folks. Thank you.
There's something I should add too. The $300 million that is being spent on this apparently is coming mostly from private donations. These are the typical kind of corporate backers of Trump and the Republicans and that, and the Democrats too, of course. But here's a list of some of them. They include corporations that are directly linked to military experimentation programs and child trafficking. For example, a big donator is McDonnell Douglas, huge military contractor, and they run about half of the agents of the Department of Homeland Security, which is privatized. So it's this like private army working for McDonnell Douglas. The Adelson Foundation, they're a big contributor. They're tied to the Israeli military. And Israel is one of the biggest places in the world for organ trafficking. Union Pacific Railway, the old Harriman family, early Ninth Circle participant in America. Google and GlaxoSmithKline. You know, we've talked a lot about them, Big Pharma. And a fellow called Pepe Fanjul. You should look him up, F-A-N-J-U-L. He's one of the biggest sugar barons in the world. He's a billionaire, huge landowner in the Dominican Republic, in Florida, and in Belgium. And he's a member of the Order of Malta, the rename of the Knights of Malta, who are a direct arm of the Ninth Circle, directly linked to child trafficking. So, I mean, all these dirty eggs are appearing up all over on the list of financial contributors to building this thing. So, in other words, this is not a ballroom. This is something much bigger. We don't know the whole story yet, but it's definitely pointing in that, you know, nefarious direction from everything we've seen, right?
Yeah, and I found a picture of Bill Clinton with this Pepe guy. Here it is. Let's show it to the viewers.
There's old Pepe. Yep.
Good old new world order networking right there.
It's pointless to talk about Republicans and Democrats. It's working for the same corporatocracy, and this new alignment across the earth between Beijing and Washington, it's one corporatocracy, and it's merging into a singular power financed by Vatican money, right? And it's Ninth Circle associates.
Yeah, I agree with that. Why is Trump doing all this posturing with China, threatening tariffs every week and all this stuff? Is that just bluster?
He's read Sun Tzu in The Art of War. This is how he got ahead in the corporate world. You create an impression that you want your duped followers to, you know, to believe in. Well, you're making a deal over here, right? It's the oldest game in the world. There are no different. It's like going into court and saying my lawyer is going to defend me. No, they serve the court system. They don't serve you at all. They get together and have drinks after. So do these guys. I mean, so let's just drop the blinders off our eyes and look at the system going on and not simply the hand puppets they put in front of your face, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because China just seems to be absolutely thriving right now and wiping out a lot of, or threatening to wipe out a lot of European and US business interests, including the car. It seems like the Chinese are taking over the car manufacturing in particular.
It's going to be, you know, in less than 50 years, China will be the dominant power in the world with its American fief, you know. Where Russia comes into this is interesting because they're kind of the wild card. They're trying to play both sides right now. But as part of this assault, any notion of democracy, the rule of law, common law, it's going to be as exterminated as indigenous children, right? And that's why it's so important. And part three of this is what we are hoping to do now based on this in terms of pulling people out, getting reclaiming our power in the ground. We've talked about that before, but it's all the more important right now.
So someone's saying here that China is a paper dragon. Maybe you could have said that years ago, but if you look at the high-tech cities in China now and the economic growth, it's 200-300% economic growth of what America is stagnating at right now. So they are absolutely becoming the economic engine of the world, followed by India as well.
Oh, yeah, and Vietnam and Indonesia. 80% of the economic growth in the world is in the Indo-Pacific region, you know, Indian Ocean and Southeast Asia. I wrote a book years ago, Memoirs of a Revolutionary. And in it, I do a real analysis of the way the world economy is going. And as part of that, like you just said, you look at statistics over the next 20 years, America's GDP is going to go up about 190%, China's 2,000%, India, 1,400%, Vietnam, Mexico is going to have a higher GDP than America. America's going down the toilet like Britain did after World War II. And it's going to be absorbed like Britain was into NATO or a bigger alliance. Well, that's what Trump's doing. He's aligning with China. And, you know, when you look dispassionately at this whole thing, it was like Aristotle said, to understand what a system is going to do, you have to understand its nature. What is the nature of the system? It's not doing anything different than what the European powers did 200 years ago, right? Which led to all these wars. It's just the latest phase of that. And so, yeah, you look at the hard statistics and how this ninth circle stuff and not only the terror it creates in the population, but the way that it's been used to research not only controlling the human mind, but they genuinely believe that they can control the other realities as well. They believe that they can, we can get into that, but they believe that they can control multidimensional aspects of this whole thing we're in, right?
Someone else just gave me a heads up on other Pepe images. There's one of him and Maxwell. There's also one of him and Jeffrey and Leon Black, who was one of Jeffrey's biggest,
right,
supposed for financial services, gave Jeffrey over $100 million.
Yeah.
So yeah, diabolical networking right here.
Do you have any some of those other images? Just throw them up on the screen. I'll talk about them.
Yeah, let me go with, so we've looked at that one. We've looked at this one already.
Yeah.
And did you have any more commentary on that one? No, I'll go to this one.
No.
We got that one.
Okay, so that's the Vancouver Club in Vancouver. It's the corner of Burrard and Hastings, and it's at the epicenter of the demonic energy in Vancouver. It's right above the old tunnel system. Vancouver is a recent city. It's from the 1880s. It burned down in 1886, and they rebuilt it. But there were these old smuggling tunnels from the waterfront, which is just behind the Vancouver Club. The whole Vancouver waterfront is there. And the tunnels lead there and all over. This is where the ceremony was shut down. It's in a building. They were happening in two areas. Up on the top floor there was the snuff film rooms. And beneath that, about two levels down, is where they do the Ninth Circle ceremonies. And go east of there, so to the right, you go about a mile to the Vancouver waterfront, and that's where, on Ballantyne Pier, is where all these ships come in with false hulls, where they do a lot of the human trafficking. They just put them into the tunnel system, and they're fodder for whatever you want, right? So, I mean, Yeah, that's one of the scenes of the crime. That's the Beijing White House. The and the shape is almost identical to what's been built onto the former East Wing of the White House. It's called the Zhongnanhai. It's where the party and state have their officials. And like I say, it's near the old Forbidden City. These are all imperial things. They're creating a new kind of, we're going back in time to like the ages of emperors and pharaohs, right? These oligarchs, you know, and that's the system they're creating. And so naturally their architecture and their things are going to be mirroring each other, right?
Absolutely. All right. So we've got a series of pictures of people now. We've got this lady here.
That's the spot of the second ritual. That's Tos Nienhaus. She was raised in the ninth circle. Had to kill her older sister, as did the father. And that's the site. And this is actually a picture I took of her. That was in 2010. And it's right near that forest of near Covin, C-O-U-V-I-N. You look it up in South Brussels. It's on the exact latitude of the Vancouver Club. And that was a funeral pyre they created where they burned children alive as part of the ceremony.
There's another picture of her.
This is interesting. Oh, I forgot to read the, I talked about the ninth circle latitude, you know, and this is in Maastricht, Holland. Now, Maastricht is the oldest Catholic church outside Italy. And we believe this is where the ninth circle began. Their first ceremonies were right there. You know, the Maastricht Treaty that created the European Union. Maastricht is a key energy point. This ninth circle latitude runs from Vancouver to Red Deer, Alberta, which is where a lot of the MKUltra experiments happened in the mental hospitals and military bases there in Red Deer. Thunder Bay, chief center for post-war Nazi medical research in Canada. Isle of Wight and Stonehenge, you know about those places, right? Isle of Wight is a satanic center. Maastricht and Brussels, which are on the same link. Prague, and Krakow. They're all on the same latitude. I've been to all of those places except Krakow, and they all have the same energy. It's this kind of, I can't put it into words, because like people often tell me you can't put the sacred or the profane into words. There's no language for it. You can just experience it, you know, and it's got this dreadful feeling around all these places. So it's part of that energy line.
There you go.
This was in 2010 as well, and outside Maastricht. Some of the people who took part, that's Tos and her husband, Casper, and some other folks, one of whom I'm going to mention soon. I can't today, but the fellow kneeling has significance, which I've alluded to in terms of somebody who protects me. So I won't say any more than that. But
all right. Does that cover all the images, or have I missed any?
I'm not sure. I think you said eight, right?
Yeah, I think we've had them all up.
It was interesting that day. You'll notice I have my clerical collar on. We had gone into the building, and I had served the priest there with a notice to get out. And he got so angry, he started screaming at me in Dutch. And then he ran away, which they always do.
All right. Do you have anything to add to our headlines, or should we go over to the questions, of which there are already 20 have come in?
Okay, sure. Let's go for questions, and I can add to all that.
All right, folks. So like I said, we've got almost 2,500 watching now live across all platforms. So please support Kevin's important work. All of his links, books, etc., are in the description box. He's putting his life on the line to bring us this information and do this activism. And if you've got any questions, we've got about 30 minutes left before the next show. We've got a Charlie Kirk show at 8. So please get your questions in the live chat now, and we will start to go through them. So thank you. All right. So let's see. There doesn't seem to be any documentation on Kevin's website of his Halloween activities in Vancouver. Where can it be found?
It's all documented. It's all on the court record. You see, in our culture, people equate legitimacy with whether you see it on the internet somewhere. And the internet is controlled by the enemy. So no, you're not going to see this stuff on their platform. You will see it if you get close and do work with us, because we're like an iceberg. 99% of the work we do is off cyberspace. It's in direct contact with people. There's tons of evidence. Even on the internet, you go to murderbydecree.com. Everything we've ever referred to here is all documented with statistics, forensic evidence, documents showing the massive death rates in these like native death camps in Canada. All of this stuff, the proof in the real world of forcing highest people in the Vatican out of office. I mean, over and over, the evidence is all there. But we've got to get our heads out of the bubble of looking through the eyes of the oligarchs that are running the system. And so it's partly a perception problem people have, that they think you're going to find proof somewhere. And I like that quote from, I think it was Oscar Wilde. Bertrand Russell. He said, he was asked about proof in philosophy, and he said, if you tell someone something that affirms their view of the world, they don't need proof. They'll automatically believe it. But if you say something that challenges that worldview, all the evidence of the world is not going to convince them, because it's not about evidence, right? I could show you an image of children being ripped apart and people would not want to believe it because it's so horrible and would say, that's just an AI image they've created. That can't be happening. We get that all the time, you know, from people. So it's not about proof, because the proof is all out there. The proof is in your own life every day, looking around what's happening when you use common sense and reason at, you know, this nightmare that's being created in the world. The issue is how you view the world and whether your head is in the bubble that's been put in around you since the day of your birth, to be dependent and look to the very people causing these crimes as a source of justice or legitimacy or information, right? Don't forget the internet, cyberspace, the whole thing was a military invention, just like television, to control the human mind, give us one source of information and communication that can be controlled. So everyone is thinking the same thoughts, and that's the agenda, to turn us into cogs of a machine mind. That's the ultimate omnicide. And as long as you rely on this medium for ultimate truth, you're going to be led around by the nose, and that's the whole point of that, right? So anyway, it's our take on the evidence. Contact us, we'll meet you in person and show you in real life even more evidence, right?
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
So you've got a cluster of questions pertaining to arrest news.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know what's the comprehensive news about arrests.
As in?
Ninth Circle.
Oh, like I said, people were arrested. But again, these two locations are relatively low level. I mean, the big guys, look what happened. Okay, and here's another thing. Literally within a few days of the verdict of the court case, our court case coming out that ended, convicted Charles and Pope Prevost and all these guys. What does Charlie do? Goes down from London to Rome and has a ceremony with the Pope, and they exchange titles. Okay, what? They're set part of the same club now, apparently. You know, I thought Charles' coronation oath was to defend the Protestant faith in England. There he is at a Catholic mass. And they're giving each other titles. So what they're saying to each other in the world is, we've got each other's backs. We've been convicted. It's an act of fear on their part. They have to cover each other's backs. All these people vanish. Mark Rutte hasn't been seen, the head of NATO. He hasn't been seen in a long time. He's gone off the radar. That's a sign that, you know, with our meager resources, look at the impact it's having. So the question isn't what Kevin, it isn't about Kevin, show me what you've done. It's up to you now to get involved, because the more of us who get involved in this, the quicker they're going to come down. We've shown how weak they are. I'm still walking around.
So what do you think about Charles kicking Prince Andrew out of his mansion and the stripping of the titles?
It'll get more and more that way. He's the scapegoat. We're supposed to focus on him, kick him to the curb, and then everyone thinks the problem is solved. I mean, it's the oldest game in the world, and it happens routinely. And that's the advantage in Art of War. Sun Tzu says you have a great advantage over a bigger enemy, because they can only respond in predictable ways. They're bulky and they move slowly. You can outmaneuver them as a guerrilla force, which we've done all the time, especially in like the church occupations. That's why we say the key isn't to necessarily make arrests, because that's not going to stop what's going on. You arrest individuals. It's to take down the system and to disrupt the ceremonies and save children's lives. Now, I mean, the fact that very few people get involved in doing that raises real questions about this. We're not only in a mentally dissociated state, which you have to be to live in this crazy culture. You got to, you know, there's got to be a complete break between what you know is true and what you do every day, right? Otherwise, well, Freud talked about that, right? You got to dissociate to live in society with other people, you know. But what's even worse is the emotional dissociation, where we can hear all this stuff about children being torn to pieces, and you know it's happening close to you. People don't do anything. Are there thousands of people in the streets protesting the child trafficking and murder? No, no one will go near that. Not only because it's frightening, and it might have happened to us in various ways when we were kids, but we're emotionally detached. We've lost our inherent instinct to protect our young. And what does that say about us, of what's happening to us? That's the thing to focus on, not let's get these bad guys and put them in jail. What, you know, that's not the issue. The issue isn't why these people are doing it. The issue is, why are we letting them do it? And we've tried to be a catalyst all the time, to a shock, to get people to wake up from their own captivity in the same system, right?
All right, next question is, let's see, from Jane. I find it very suspect that in almost the same week, Charles meets the Pope, Mark Rutte meets Donald Trump, and all four men have been indicted.
You're right. That's right, Jane. They're covering each other's backs publicly. They're saying, okay, common front here. We're not going to let each other get arrested. Now, what does it say? I mean, if we had no influence, and if there wasn't a bigger power behind everything we're doing, they'd just ignore us. Why would they give us credence by even making those kinds of gestures, right? So, I mean, it's very interesting when they do all those things, because it shows you the beginning. It's like the buffeting wind before the tornado hits. You can see this tsunami approaching and the way they're acting as well, right?
Linda wants to know if Trump is trying to inform people.
Inform? Yeah, I've heard that theory. You see, don't forget, he's no different than anyone in power. Power has its own rules. If he was a humanitarian who wanted to help people, he wouldn't be in the position he's in. He could never have got into that position. I mean, look at my case or any whistleblower. Where do we end up? We try to do the right thing, and I can't even rent a room, right? It's like, can't get a job. Nobody, you know, I'm couch surfing often. Okay, if you do the right thing, you get crushed by this world. So the only way you get into that position, like Balzac said, no one can rule guiltlessly, because what do you have to do to get into that position? So if, you know, like a good huckster, he knows how to say the things people need to hear, whether you're a priest, politician, whatever, PR guy. And the issue isn't what they say and do. The issue is, why do people believe? Why do people need to believe a father figure, right? Whether it's Democrats, Republicans, this hats go back and forth all the time to create the illusion of change. But we're still caught in this dependent thing that hasn't changed in 6,000 years. It's a pharaoh, an emperor, king, a president, blah, blah, blah. That's what we ask about in this book. How come people can't govern ourselves? What do we need to do, recover within ourselves, to be truly self-governing, so this garbage doesn't go on anymore, right?
Don't forget, Linda, Trump promised to inform us who was in the Epstein files, then did the complete opposite, and also moved Maxwell to a soft prison, and he's probably going to pardon her when he's on his way out. absolute slap in the face to Virginia. We had high hopes, and they have been dashed. They have sadly been dashed. All right, next question is, let's see. God, there's so many. I can't. All right. What dissolves the network? This is from Caroline.
It has its hook in all of us. So you start dissolving it within yourself. That's the only way you can be able to fight this thing. There's no point to appeal. I mean, Spartacus, when he led his rebellion, didn't go and say to the slaves, come on, let's go. They'd be terrified of him. He had a corps of gladiators who weren't slaves, and they led the rest at the right moment. And we got to think in those terms. Find a few of us, and that's what we do all the time, who are willing to act, who are broken, and usually break out of the system by getting whacked many times. You don't do it consciously, right? You get beaten up a lot, and there's a shock, you know, like Neo getting unplugged from the Matrix, and he goes down the chute, right? When I look for people like that who've been through that, because they know you don't need to explain anything, like veterans, you know, of a war. You don't need to tell them anything. We all know. We've been through the same experience. And those are the ones who will lead the rest. And we talk about that in all my manuals about organizing, that you find that remnant, 2-5% usually, of people who have broken already from here. Because if you haven't, you're always saying things like, well, who do we elect next? Or what petition do I sign, right? Or, you know, whatever. Pick your palliative. It's all the same. We got to liberate ourselves. But there's a part two to that, which is really important. It's what Samuel Adams said on his deathbed. He was asked, how did you make the American Revolution? He said, we didn't make it. It made us. So like you start out down a path, but then it changes you because life is always changing. It's dynamic, you know, like God. God evolves. We evolve, right? So when you go through something, you're changed by it because the way we are now, most of us, we can't change anything. We have to go through a whole trauma that brings us out the other end. And working with a number of people who approached me recently who are SRA therapists, they say so-called victims have a great power they don't realize. They've been through the beast. They know it for what it is, and they've survived. And so they have that strength to carry on. Unfortunately, most of them think they're just, you know, crushed and can't do anything, and they're so afraid. But they are the ones who really threaten the system. Those who've been eaten by it and mangled by it. Those, we are the ones who know what its Achilles heel is and how to bring it down. So that's, you know, part of the whole dynamic of how things really change, right?
And posthumously, Virginia Giuffre's power is everywhere right now. Her book's number one, and she's really exposing these monsters. And if you haven't read it yet, folks, I have. It's heartbreaking. It's on Amazon. It's called Nobody's Girl. All right. So Hoaxing wants to know, why haven't any presidents done anything about the Epstein files?
Because they're all buddies. They're all part of it, right? Or like with police, you know, we figured about 20% of Vancouver police are in what's involved in the hooker game, where you take women, usually native, film them, drug them, you know, violate and torture them on camera, and then sell films. The other 80% know what's going on, but they're not going to rat out their fellow cops, you know, like judges, like clergy. They're all operate according to that. And so that's the short answer of why would they cut their own throat and expose that when they're part of it?
Yeah, the politicians are just puppets, and the puppet masters are the donors. You know, they put the instructions and the money down to them through the donor class, and the donor class are throughout the Epstein files, so they don't want to do anything to damage the people holding the purse strings.
Follow the money.
Agent Orange, how many times has your group been infiltrated?
I've lost count. I know that in Canada, when we were doing our work, there were four different organizations I set up between the year 1998, when we did our first tribunal, and just a few years ago, four organizations destroyed from within in exactly the same method. That's why I wrote the Whistleblower Manual. I kind of summed up the lessons of that. That's a very important book for people to get when they want to do something on the ground, because it shows you the tactics of the enemy. They're always the same. You know, they badjack it is the term. They start a whispering campaign against the most effective leaders. You know, and that's a whole show in itself. We could talk about that, but that's why we don't set up groups. We set up a cell-based system. So the individual cells don't know what each other are doing. It's like you do in during a war or in a police state. You have a cellular system of operating, and you plant seeds everywhere and keep them on the defensive rather than worrying about what they're going to do to us. We take the offensive against them all the time, right?
So Will wants to know if he can volunteer for your chapter in New York. Do you have a chapter in New York?
Well, like I said, we don't have formal organizations, but we have cellular networks. And absolutely, angelfire101 at protonmail.com. Just write to me.
So, and Will, you can email Kevin and sort that out directly. And the email is also in the description box. How can we become a citizen of Kanata from the Barber?
Republicofkanata.org. Read up first what you're joining. There's citizenship cards there. You connect with your nearest convener. And like I say, they will first organize you into a cell group. And on the basis of enough cell groups, then you form a local assembly, pass your charter, making you a lawmaking body. And you've declared independence from Crown jurisdiction, so they can't touch you. They've never been able to touch me. I always show the cops my citizenship card and they ignore me. They don't, you know, because we're not in their system anymore. So, yes, spread the word.
Thank you, Deborah, for just ordering murder by decree. We appreciate that. All right.
Oh, so, I should say to Deborah, if you're in Canada, if you want a bit of fun, go down to your local librarian and try to get them to order it. Because time and again, people have done that. I just got one from an Inuit man up in Northwest Territories. He said, I went to the library and tried to order your books, and they said, no, he's on a prescribed list that is not allowed to carry the books in the library system and the education system in Canada. So all the more reason to order it, get it out there in a guerrilla fashion, teach the next generation especially.
Sebastian wants to know, what is the most compelling, undoubtedly proven evidence regarding this subject that Kevin has ever seen or researched?
I've seen the physical remains in graves. We have the picture of Joe Moreno, the policeman, which we couldn't put up online apparently, but two bullet holes to the back of the head 3 days before he was to go to the FBI with the evidence of Catholic child trafficking in the Buffalo Diocese in New York State. On and on, documentation showing half the children being killed off in these death camps, they called Indian schools. The reaction when I get beaten up by the people we're exposing, I mean, it goes on and on, right? I don't know if there is the words. It's all like touching the beast from different parts, right?
How is Albion doing, a fully recognized republic yet?
It's recognized among its founding citizens and by other republics like Kanata and the Chilcotin Nation, who is one of our indigenous partners. We've recognized Albion. You build from the grassroots up. They're doing very active work. Republicofalbion.com gives you more of their vision. Following the kind of rough strategy we have in Kanata about building from the grassroots, but also kind of keyed to situation in Albion, right?
All right. So thank you for the super chat, suit and tie. After Francis died, I lobbied Rome to St. Virginia Roberts. Prevost bowed to the king instead. Kevin, will you lead prayer rallies for St. Virginia against corruption?
I don't know who St. Virginia is, and I don't believe in saints.
He's advocating that Epstein's survivor, Virginia Giuffre, be made a saint. That's what he's saying.
I know lots of saints, you know. I mean, we all are when we're put to the test if we have to, right? If we have to protect our children or whatever. But the whole idea of saints and demons and all this stuff, and it's just more mind control stuff. I mean, you don't have to make a saint. Usually the Catholic Church makes saints out of people who've served them directly. And, you know, like Thomas More in England ran private torture chambers in his basement for anyone who owned a Bible. But he's made patron saint of politicians, right? I mean, so, which tells you something, right? But so I would just say, instead of doing that, I'm not going to lead anything. You get to lead yourself, right? The spirit of heaven is within you, our good buddy Jesus said, right? It's not in the church. It's not in the saint, right? So do it yourself. And I encourage you, yeah.
Who is the boss? No, Epstein is gone. Epstein was never a boss. He was just a cog in the machine. Let's move on. Goldie, If Trump is building this that you referred to earlier, Kevin, then will the next president also be involved in whatever is being built there?
I'm not sure if there's going to be a next president, but it's projected, and it's an interesting point because they say it's a huge construction, may not be completed until 2029, right? So the very fact that they would put so much into that, knowing it's going to, even though it's years down the road, knowing it's going to be completed, tells you there's, you know, the different collusion going on. The Democrats and Republicans collude all the time, right? They're working for the same machine. So, yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard of the great controversy by Ellen White?
Yeah, that's kind of vaguely hit, rings a bell, but not really.
Does Trump's wife know about all of this, and is she part of it?
No, she's totally naive and innocent. I guess that's what people want to hear, you know. She's, I don't know how to answer that.
How soon will the AI take over?
I'd say it pretty much already has. So yeah, that's a problem, and so we can, that were the whole show, I think.
Why is Trump gesturing about invading Venezuela is the next question.
Oil and gas. One of his big donors is a guy, Harold Hamm, I think his name is, one of the biggest oil and gas guys in America. And they want the hemisphere. It's part of, you know, they're going to be an American sphere taken in the Western hemisphere working for China. And don't forget South America. That's why the present Pope Prevost was put in, because of his ties in South America. They just built, China built the biggest port in South America on the Peruvian coast, thanks to Prevost. And a lot of the minerals and everything is being channeled out, just like in Canada, right? So you got to look at the bigger geopolitical kind of situation.
Yeah, Venezuela now has the largest proven oil reserves in the world, estimated at 303 billion barrels as of 2023. Saudi is only second, with Iran, who they're coming after as well, and Canada following. And yeah, they're saying it's to stop the substances getting sent north. Absolute poppycock, folks. Those substances are made, you know, the Peru, Bolivia is the paste, comes up through Colombia, the jungle labs, and then through Mexico, the transportation and labs in Mexico as well. So absolute nonsense. It's all about the oil and resources, just like Kevin said. All right, so let's see. Will William and Catherine also be arrested?
If you arrest them, why ask me? You guys in England, go ahead. You have every right to do that, because don't forget, it isn't just our common law court things that have convicted them as a group, you know. But under Section 61 of Magna Carta, read it. It says if the Crown violates any of the rights of the people contained in Magna Carta, we have the right to seize everything except their life. So we have the legal right to seize all Crown land anywhere in the Commonwealth, all of Canada, all of England, because of the proven criminality of the so-called royals. So it's all in your hands. That's the idea of the Republic of Albion. We now have a new jurisdiction and court system and authority by which you can do that, because you can't do it in the old system. You can't go into a Crown Court and say, let's arrest the king, right? You know, we tried that. Canada doesn't work. You need your own independent authority. And so the ball's in your court, everyone.
All right, so Paula, what would be the strategy for this new ballroom in the White House?
I don't know yet. It's hard to say. All we know is that there's a direct link with Beijing, and it's not what it claims to be. According to these sources, there's a whole huge electronic thing being built underground that usually indicates military of some kind. Maybe it's a new White House. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be the new palace of the Emperor Donnie, or chairman, or whatever he's going to call himself.
So do you think, you know, with China and America leading the way with AI, do you think this new thing is going to be, it's going to incorporate AI into it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's part of the new whole Brave New World kind of thing we're all already in. And so keep an eye focused on that, because you'll see a lot more coming out of that.
Got a long question here. Is there a direct connection between Utah Operation Underground Railroad, Romanian Angel Church of Jesus, Latter-day Saints, also former Utah AG Sean Reyes, Phil Lyman, Charlie Kirk?
We've talked a little bit about that, about the Vatican Mormon connection financially and in terms of their rituals, the trafficking and death of children. We believe that Charlie Kirk was considered a loose cannon in that. His knowledge of both Mormon and crimes and also kind of Trump's complicity and a lot of those things. So yeah, of course, now the specific connections, it's often hard to prove because you need insiders to come forward to confirm the documents and the eyewitnesses. And that's the real challenge. But here's, you should remember, look at in this court case compared to when we did the Ratzinger one in 2012, 2013, the response is a lot quicker now. They're more fragile now because like in nature, when everything gets, when diversity is wiped out and everything gets unified into one thing, it becomes very vulnerable. Loss of diversity in the world, you know, this convergence of corporate power, the destruction of all difference and everything, everyone thinking the same, it creates an incredibly unbalanced system that can collapse if you go like that. And they know that. That's why their only answer is increasing control. So anyway, the ball is very much on our court because we have the power to take down a system that's vulnerable at any point, including right in your own neighborhood.
Have you heard anything about McDonnell Douglas Boeing moving headquarters to Beijing?
Wouldn't surprise me, considering that they're one of the big funders of the new White House, or whatever you want to call it.
Which of Kevin's books would he recommend to a person who realizes all the institutions they once believed in are broken and they don't know where to turn?
Well, I'm talking about different aspects of it in all my different books. I mean, Murder by Decree gives you one example of the ruthlessness of the system and the whole genocidal agenda. That's something people don't buy much, which you should, because it's an in-depth analysis of the last 50 years and how the world has evolved. These are all on Amazon or murderbydecree.com. But in terms of practical use, the Common Law Training Manual, and like I mentioned, the Whistleblower Manual, and this one, Dethroning a Rogue Power, the True Nature of the Vatican, and our best primer for beginners is that, Governing Ourselves, a handbook on personal, political, spiritual sovereignty. So take some reading. I just got an email from a guy who ordered all 28 of my books. Thank you very much. But I'm only going to see probably half of what I'm owed because Amazon is holding back about 20 to 40% of what they owe me.
So Brightmore is saying is the ultimate goal bioconvergence, and Goldie is saying is the ultimate goal taking away people's individual thinking?
To the extent that we have individual thinking, yeah, absolutely. Think like a machine, we're components. I mean, slaves can revolt, components of a machine can't. And that was the whole point of a lot of this experimentation program related to the Ninth Circle and over the years, everything people have documented ad infinitum. I mean, it's all to get to that point. They believe the soul has a biological basis, an electronic basis that can be controlled, right? And that's, I believe, the agenda. But ultimately, how can you know? You can see it from what's happening in your own life. And it's about reclamation, as Indigenous people in Canada say that word all the time. Reclaiming our lost soul as a people, connected to Mother Earth. You know, and that's why the Druidic stuff had such an impact in these latest takedowns of the Ninth Circle, because we're plugging into that now, that innate, you know, thing that has no word. I don't have to explain to you. You're all born with it, right? But that's our power, and we have to get back to it, right?
4 minutes to get your final questions in for Kevin, folks. Please get me in the live chat right now. Linda, is Amazon the only place to get your books, Kevin?
No, you can get them from me. I often order a bunch, but it's a kind of a hassle to do payment and then shipping overseas. So bite your lip and just kind of get it through them. And, you know, so, I mean, even if we don't support them, their days are numbered like anything in this corporate system. Think long term, and they're not going to be around, but your grandchildren will be. So
thank you for the super chat, friendly. Hi, Secret Lady. Does this mean robots are going to take over? Robots run by AI, I think.
Well, and, you know, there's any number of scenarios, and I'm no expert, but, you know, the merger of machine and human consciousness is something they're really pushing now, you know, cybernetic organisms and that, you know, I mean, it's all possible.
a lot's going on with the Royals right now. Are the Royals in panic?
Ultimately, yes, but they have to create appearance that, you know, they're cleaning house, just like when Ratzinger got dumped for Smiley Frank. And, you know, it's the same game. Like, it's this, that's all they know how to do. That's their disadvantage. You could list out, and that's what the whistleblower manual talks about. Here's how they're going to react. You can predict it.
Thanks to think of the little ones. Thank you. Yeah, it seems that we're going from royal control, which has been throughout the ages, over to high-tech AI digital ID control. So the royals now are expendable, and they're using Prince Andrew just to take all the heat on the Epstein files.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, one thing I want to close on, I wonder, Indigenous people in Turtle Island here, North America, had a belief that there was going to be a two-headed white serpent come from the east. And the name for Vatican means serpent. And the two-headed serpent, they warned, the Indigenous people warned their children, is crazy because it has two minds. One is vicious and destructive, and the other is kind and welcoming. But they don't know they exist. They're completely, they're in the same mind, but they're like schizophrenic. They don't know each other exists, like an MPD victim, right? Multiple personality disorder. They said, ignore these people, avoid them, because they'll make you as crazy as they are. And that's a perfect description of our culture. We're of two minds. All of us are of two minds. And all the time, and two hearts. We have to integrate that again. And that's very painful because we're so wedded to the system. But unless we do that, there isn't a future. And it begins here, but it also begins out in the world. The same process back and forth, right? Of changing and losing and learning and carrying on the struggle, right? That's the whole dynamic of what we're doing.
Huge thank you for coming on, Kevin. We appreciate that. And please show your support and appreciation by clicking on Kevin's links and getting the books. And thank you, viewers, for all your questions. I'm going to close the show and let Kevin go. Cheers.
See you soon.
Salute, Kevin. Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. And we have got next up is Jesse on Fire doing a Charlie Kirk show. So when this video ends, it will take you over to that one. I don't know, a few people asked me to comment on Dick Cheney's death. Good grief. One of the most evil men in the world. He died on November 3rd at the age of 84. Complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. A long history of heart problems over his adult life. 5 heart attacks. Underwent a heart transplant in 2012. There's even a documentary about Kevin Cheney's heart. Oh, thank you, Linda, for Super Chat. Yeah, Cheney, War on Terror. If you think Gaza's horrific, we're talking 5 million plus dead collateral damage from the war on terror started by Dick Cheney, Tony Blair, George Bush Jr., just absolute parasites, diabolical war criminals, just making so much money, Halliburton, etc., from the blood sacrifice of by bombing the crap out of some of the poorest countries in the world. Again, stealing Iran's oil, just like they're going to try and steal Venezuela's oil. Iraq's oil, sorry. They're going to try and steal Iran's oil next and Venezuela's oil. Anyway, I'm going to end this now. Get ready for Jesse on Fire and Charlie Kirk. Take care, people.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.